get something. Oh, it just sends him right up a tree. He's asked us, and we've told him, he's like, well, Bob don't get nothing. What do you mean? That's Bob's deal, trying to figure out what he doesn't get. And just be easy with it. But it's just this beating it down to the, and he just, it just makes him crazy, because it's kind of like, Ion, would you please tell Bob whatever the fuck it is that he wants to hear so he will shut up and get on with this? And going through these thousands and thousands of hours just to get what some little something is. But then he says, but you know, Bob does get it. And he goes, okay, so it's all right. So it's good. And there's no better spokesperson for the whole movement in the entire planet other than Bob, but he wouldn't last 2 seconds, and we don't care. We understand.
Oh, wait, you meant there's no better spokesman than JW other than Bob.
No, better spokesman than Bob ever, and that's what JW would say in talking to us about it, because it's kind of like, Ion, why don't you either shit or get off the pot and get Bob straightened out? This is mindless. And he spends 20 hours trying to think that he can't. Then we have the answer. And this is what J.W. would say. All right, Ion, you have the answer, and you give it to Bob. He says, no. Now I forgot what I was going to ask. Well, how do you get there from there? And J.W. gets all flustered, and his blood pressure goes
but
up.
That's his personality that's getting all
of course. But he's feeling that place. He doesn't care for that. He always feels that pulling when that's the case. And we've learned over a moment of eternity that you just roll with it.
Redo it,
and then remind you what you were trying to remember that you couldn't remember, that you were wanting to remember that you couldn't get to.
Yeah, fine. When I insist Bob's the best asker of questions in the world, he leaves out he's a lousy recipient of the answers.
He's the best asker, and when he can remember what he's asking. But now, beyond that, we keep our little non-physical mouth shut.
But he's the worst receiver of answers known to humans. But he uses that to get us to new places.
And it's very fine, and it's never an issue. The only time it becomes problematic for you is when you're trying to go into something new, a new dynamic or something outside of your place of already established knowing. And there's not a lot that's there, Bob, because you let everything go quickly. Because that's what you know is the change, is the constant, see. That's perfectly all right. But now you're constantly looking at what is to gauge the barometer of your new wandering.
Wandering, W-A-N-D.
Yes. And that wandering is that pontification of you coming into a new understanding or overlaying.
W-A-N-D, not W-O.
That's correct, because you don't do much wandering.
I do wandering in thought, though.
You most certainly, absolutely do. Did you get the understanding and overlaying?
Well, I got the word, and I think something is overlaying what I've been.
Better than understanding.
It's overlaying, but it's not being understood by me.
Correct. That's okay. Because those layers build up to where it doesn't make any difference anymore, or you finally move on. Either way, you're served well.
If I had showed up to someone else, and they didn't ask questions, but they didn't keep going on, and they had ability to get the answers.
They would think they got it, but they wouldn't. And then they would create contrast because of their misunderstood overlaying, and they'd get themselves crossways. But you'll never get yourself crossways because you won't have it until it's thoroughly, completely, absolutely understood.
And rarely. I'm not making sure it finally fits into what I already know.
Oh, absolutely not. Right. Yeah. And it either gets easy with you or you forget it. I mean, Bob, for months and months and months, when we would talk about 3-2-1, your response to that was, nah, we ain't doing none of that. Well, that's okay. But now all of a sudden you can explain 3-2-1 and have examples in your life where you have, by default, gone through a 3-2-1 process and realized many manifestations that you want. That's the point. Manifestations you're doing anyway, but you want to know how to do it to get the things that you desire. That's the point of being a marvelous creator, because you're a marvelous creator even though you're creating crap.
That's everybody.
Yeah. To have a process to show a human how to create, well, we'd say, well, just look at what you're doing now. That's creating. That's how you're doing it. No, 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 no. We want to know how to get $1 million or a big mountain or a something, 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 something. We go, well, great, but did you make up your bed? No. Okay. Well, when you figure out how to manifest your bed being made, once you figure out how to do that, then $1 million is way easier than having your bed made.
You mean making the bed without touching the sheets?
Right.
Kind of thing? Yeah, okay.
Right. Yeah.
If someone else was interacting with Ion, and they would be always making sure that what Ion was saying was fitting in with what they know.
Or think they don't get it and just say, oh, yeah, that's great. Oh, yeah, that's nice. Oh, yeah, I got that. And then when it's over, you say, now, what did you get it? And they go, I don't have a damn clue.
There would be nothing for Ion to bounce off of, and it would have to stop pretty quickly.
Yes, and we're given both sides as we go, because many times they're busy so focusing on getting their name right, getting their questions out, that they can't hear the answers. And then when they hear it later, just like you, all of a sudden many, many, many epiphanies are wrought. Then you can hear the question and the answer within your own field of containment.
Carol and I and JW created Ion.
JW didn't create Ion.
Okay.
So this is the last thing JW would have created.
He was part of it, necessary, but
really?
He wouldn't have initiated it, maybe.
Never.
So Carol and I created Ion. We wanted this. We did it. And it might serve usefulness for people in the world outside of us.
Who cares about them? You need to be worried about you.
Okay, so we created this. Only we could have created this? Were we of a temperament that could do this?
Anyone can create, Bob. It's a very good question. What you're actually asking, since you don't remember, is how or why was having a relationship with Ion the fastest path to your joy? And the answer you know already is because you wanted a new outlet to increase the degree of understanding of the path that Dave Worster and the EGs and EG2s and EG8s and the Willowies and Seth and Abraham and all these others, Sylvia Brown and your little woman that you love out in Texas, you wanted something that you had easier access to, that you didn't have to participate from a outside level. Because Ellie would always get you in.
Yeah.
But then the next thing you know, Karen's giving you that look. It's like, Bob, you've given $90,000 for these readings. You know, enough. You know, you space it out. I'm buying a case of Snicker bars. Now, you can eat them all the day if you want to, but I'm not going back to the market for another week, so please yourself. So,
I had no clue this was going to happen, no clue that I wanted it to happen. And it's that area, you could say, obviously I did want it to happen, but I couldn't feel it, couldn't know it. That
you weren't
going
to engage it because you weren't going to have the disappointment if you didn't do it.
I guess I was going, nah, that would never happen. And I didn't even give enough thought to even go, nah, at it. Basically, there's no thought of it. See, this is the interesting thing. What is it that area we don't know, we don't hear ourselves talking about it. What is that area? Is that the larger part of ourselves?
Yeah, but you do hear yourself talk about it. It's a tell. People wonder how we know everything. Well, it's real easy. If you will actually listen and stop wondering what you're going to ask next, if you would actually listen to what's being said, it's quite a marvelous tell. When we had readings, we'll bring it up. We'll say, gosh, seems to be a theme going on in this reading. Because that's what they go over and over and over and over and over. And the one hot button they apply to their cat, to their vagina, lawsuits, on and on and on and on, but it's always rounded back to the same simple thread with multiple examples.
The same simple thread in that individual client's life.
A theme. A theme. It's a tale because the words that they're using are the words that are setting up their next creation or manifestation. And that's true every single time without fail or exception.
You're talking about getting an x-ray of the person. Most people can't see what Ion sees in the x-ray.
But that's what we're trying to say. We're trying to say if you can plug these all together on one extension cord, then you can. You can know the future, you can know the past, you can know every dynamic that's coming, you can know every deliciousness that is, you can see things in your future experience that hasn't occurred yet, really has, but you can't see it.
Mm-hmm.
You can allow things to flow freely and easily into your life, you can have health, you can be happy, and even married, and not just engaged, but mm-hmm. you can find things. Wonderful thoughts come to your head, and the next thing you know, UPS brings it to the door.
I sort of am not interested in getting techniques on that, though occasionally I like to have techniques to tell other people, because I just assume it's going to happen, or...
No, you don't assume, you know. The only things that happen are the things that you know. And if you can't know them, then you let them go.
And I don't know, I know.
And when you let them go, then it shows up, because you don't have any pressure against it. And that's okay. We're not saying change it. We're just saying there's also defined creation.
That means conscious, directed creation?
Absolutely.
Which I don't do.
Yet.
So you're recommending you might learn a bit about
that. No, shit, no. We ain't going to tell you do nothing. You do what you want to do, because that's what you're going to do anyway. And whoop the man that said it isn't so. Right. No. We're not here to change you. We're trying to give you words. If you find it to be so extravagant that you want to help the world because they're less than because they don't know how to do it, but if they ask you, you want words that apply to their dynamic of asking. That's good.
So I come up with the words, but personally might not be able to do it.
But you are doing it.
And I guess that's what I know more about, that I am doing it.
It's kind of wrangly, but it's good.
It's still the same. I don't know where that creation zone is. I did not feel my yearnings or whatever, wantings for Ion.
Yes, you did.
I felt it, but I didn't know they were about that. I didn't know they were about Ion.
Well, I understand. And if you had them, then you might have been disappointed. So rather than be disappointed, you just leave it alone.
The reason I don't know is I don't want to know it, because I know it'll work better that way.
For you.